I talked to that president. I have not talked to you since then, have I?
No, sir.
I told him that the manned mission was taking off within 30 minutes, that it included some of my most trusted advisors, including Mann and Cy Vance and Harry McPherson, that it was a good group, that he must bear in mind that the enemies of both of us were exploiting this thing, that he immediately said that he wanted to revise all of our agreements and that would have to be done. I told him that we couldn't get into that, that I wanted to get the facts of what happened, that I understood this occurred on soil that we had in our area, that...
that's something we just should emphasize at every stage of the proceedings.
That these were students and that I wanted to get the facts on it, and I didn't want it to be an excuse. I didn't want people to have to use these methods in order to, violent methods, in order to work out agreeable arrangements, that I appreciated what he had done to ask for quiet, that I was asking our people to do the same, but that these men could go into the factual situation with him and make a report, but I was cold and hard and tough as hell this is concerned. And I went back in and told our group here that I thought we had to remember that a week ago, two or three weeks ago, I had to tell them in Bolivia I'd send whatever aid I needed in there to make them release one of our people there. A few days earlier, they had someone else locked up some other place, and I was damn tired of attacking our flag and our embassy and our USIS every time somebody got a little emotional outburst.
They
better watch it.
I'm so pleased. Now, you, that's a great president. That's a man to go down in history.
Now, I just want you to know that, and this group has gone, and Martin will be coming back tomorrow, but the old man finally said, well, he's glad that he's talking to a man that has taken some action. And I said, well, he'll be there, and I think Cy Vance will be pretty tough, too.
Well, that fellow O'Mara down there is a pretty good man.
Well, he's had to order his people to start shooting again.
Yes? Well, that's all right. They've got to be shooting at them. You can't expect our people to stand there and be killed not far back.
Well, I mean, it's
not
hot.
Not anywhere in the world.
I'm not trying to unjustify it or justify it. I'm just saying it's a hot... Hot as a firecracker.
I realize it is.
All right.
I realize it is, but it's wholly a mental state as far as we're concerned, and a national image so far as the United Nations is concerned, and I think we can protect both.
Well, I think if your position that ought to be on the hill is we ought to be careful what we say, but for God's sake, if we say anything, say we did right in acting promptly to send some the ablest men we got down there. Now, they tell me that everybody in Latin America scared of this fellow man. They highly regard him because he's a tough guy. He's not the regular.
Well, I hope he is. I think he's much tougher than the ones we've had, and he's had a velvet glove, but I hope he has his little iron fingers under it.
Well, I think he does.
Well, I'm counting on that.